Blog Talk Radio.
Any day now.
I know, it's very funny. There you go.
Turn me up a little bit.
Showtime Radio.
Haha. What you know about it? What you know about it? I said it, hip hop, the hibbit, the hibbit, the hibbit, hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubba to the boogie, the bang bang, the boogie to the boogie.
Baby.
What? Really?
Every time I get into it, you cut it off.
And every time
and
you still keep doing it. You know, you're kind of like that rat that keeps chasing that cheese, man.
Well, I got to be a rat. Why couldn't it be a mouse? But anyway.
Because you are a rat. You're too big to be a mouse.
Bite me. Hello,
you
everyone.
Would enjoy
this
it.
Is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. I can see, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How are you doing tonight, partner?
What do you mean you can see? You can't see squat. What do you mean you can see?
I can see you're a rat, and you must be
whatever.
Doing okay. What have you been doing, hitting the sauce before you came on the air tonight?
No, I don't drink. You the one who drinks, not me. I don't drink. I don't drink.
Like you. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That's what your mouth says. But anyway, y'all.
I don't.
We have a great and jam-packed show for
you
tonight. You
didn't let me finish my statement. I'm doing awesome. I'm having a wonderful summer, getting ready to go to Harlem.
Yes, shout out to Harlem. We shall be there in a few weeks.
Yes, I'm excited.
Thank you. Be excited. And I hope to meet not only the readers, but the other authors that's going to be in Harlem, too. That should be exciting, you know. It'll be our first chance to really meet folks from other parts of the country that we kind of hobnob with on Facebook. So that'll be cool. But anyway, like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, we have
whatever.
A jam-packed and great show for y'all tonight. We're going to have four guests, y'all. Yes, we're getting it in tonight. We're going to have Trinity DeCane, author of Thoughts Ambition. Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask her about that title. Tawanda Brown with Simply Shonda. They both co-authored Love and Snakes 2, which will be dropping, I think, in a couple of days or so. So that should be good.
Yep, the 4th of July. Bang, bang.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Alicia Morris, author of Foul Play. And they're all going to be with us a little bit later. They're going to let us know what they got going on. New releases, books that they've already dropped, and they will be also joining us for the main hot topic is, when do you know when a relationship is kaput, over, finito, done?
Really?
That's going to be coming up next after all of the other stuff. But first, we got something that we like to call Spin Cycle Topic. Okay, Jay? Spin the wheel. Wow, you spun it before I told you.
I didn't mean to do that over you. I just kind of figured as delayed as it's been tonight, maybe it would catch up, but oh well. So my first hot topic, you know, Donald Trump says he's going to, you know, he's running for president for the 2016 election. And
really?
But he's kind of, yeah, but, you know, he's having a hard time. He came out and made his official announcement on June 16th. And in his little speech where he announced what he was going to do, he came out and said that the immigrants coming from Mexico, well, he described the migrants from Mexico to the United States as nothing more than drug runners and rapists. And, oh, boy. So he is now being dropped like a hot potato. They've dropped his Miss USA pageant. They've dropped his Miss Universe pageant. Univision has severed ties with him, and he's in the process of trying to file a lawsuit against them for dropping him. Macy's has dropped him. It just seems to be a long line of people who are waiting in line now to drop poor Mr. Wah-wah-wah Donald Trump.
Is Donald Trump going senile? Like, how old is Donald Trump now?
I don't know. But, I mean, how can he really think to say something like that?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, he's thrown his hand in the political race several times. So, I mean, and he's never done anything like this before. So that's what I'm saying. If he's, like, getting so old where he's, where you know, he might be getting a little senile and he's just, like, just popping out just saying stuff without realizing what he's saying. Because I find it hard to believe that a billionaire businessman would say something that dumb. I just do.
Right.
If he said it, hey,
oh,
it is what
it
is. No wonder I haven't been seeing those little Macy commercials with him on it anymore. But, hey, how do you think you're going to run for the presidency of the United States and talk about
That's
Latinos
right.
who just happen
That's
to be
right.
the largest minority now? It's not African American. It's Latino. So, really? I mean, that was just stupid. Maybe he wasn't trying to run anyway. Maybe that was just his way of pulling out without pulling out, if you catch my drift.
I don't know, but that
anyway.
Was not a very smart thing to do.
No. And I got a couple of words for you, Donald. To hell with you. Anyway, my spin cycle topic. It's going to be the BET Awards in review. And I got a few things that I want to talk about. I mean, come on.
You're getting ready to steal my next hot topic, aren't you?
Nope. Actually, I thought your last hot topic would be Bobby Christina, but anyway. Why is everybody in uproar over Puffy or Diddy or P. Diddy or whatever you want to call them? Or whatever you want to call yourself this week, falling. People fall all
that
the time.
That is what I was getting ready to talk about.
Oh, people fall all the time. Why y'all laughing at the man? The man is 49 years old. He can't dance like he used to when he was 20. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
no,
I'm going to
tell you what was so funny.
Gotta take a
little
a siesta. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he fell off the stage and they dropped him. They caught him.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to
tell you what is so funny. Let me explain to you what was so funny. If you watch the clip of it, you hear him and he's like, something, something, what?
Yes, I know. Because when I saw it live, I was like, did he just fall? And that was not part of the show. But, you know,
when you
he was
hear
just
that,
going ballistic.
But when
he was
you
just going
hear
ballistic
that,
on
what?
The fact that this man failed. People fall
yes.
all the
Yes. Yes, because... Like I said, it was that when you heard that surprise, that shock in his voice as he went down.
Anyway.
Man, I almost wet my pants laughing at that.
I'm sure you did. Okay, the next little thing I wanted to talk about from the BET Awards, Little Kim, or should we call her Big Kim? Why did you destroy your face? That's all I want to know. She was so cute. When Lil' Kim first came out, I'm just saying, even I had a crush on Lil' Kim. I mean, come on, Lil' Kim was cute. What the hell did she do to her face? Come on. She looked like a damn clown. That's not cute at all. What was that about? That right there is the poster child for plastic surgery gone wrong. Black folks, listen to me. We ain't made for plastic surgery. We not. I don't care if you don't like your nose, your lips, your skin tone, or whatever. Every time we go under the knife, it does not look real. It doesn't. Leave it alone, please. Take a picture of that chick that used to be cute back in the day, and look at her now. Leave it alone. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Come on, look
She
oh
probably thinks she looks pretty, though. That's the thing.
Really? Don't nobody think she looked pretty. Not even
I'm
that damn mirror she looking in every day.
Said.
Whatever.
I'm
Another
just
thing
you
for
what
the BET Awards. Smokey Robinson and Barry Gordy. Come on, y'all. Keep it real. Y'all know y'all some damn vampires. You know, damn well you're a vampire. Smokey Robinson still looked the same from 50 years ago. Come on now. How he managed that? And Barry Gordy is like 137 years old and still living. And still look the same. I mean, come on. I'm telling y'all, they're vampires. They are those are Blackulas. They are vampires. I'm telling you. There ain't no way that they can still look like that without something going on. I'm just saying. And I ain't the first one to say it. I'm just the one that's saying it right now. Lastly but not least, Janet Jackson, baby, you still look good. That's a whole mistake.
Really? Really?
Yeah, Lord, Janet still looks good.
Such
Janet got it going on. But there's one thing I was wondering when I was watching the end of that with Janet. First of all, we waited that whole show just for like 10 minutes of Janet, which was a ripoff. But anyway, what the hell happened to Jermaine Dupri? Are they still married?
Yeah, no!
They're not? Like,
no,
cause she was like,
no.
Thank you to her husband. Who is she married to now?
I don't know who she's married to now. I'm not sure who she's married to now. You make that sound so terrible. I'm not sure who she's married to now, but I just know that
up with it.
I know she's not married to him.
Okay, I was just wondering. I was like, damn, well, weren't they married for like a split second now? You know, he was in her some of her videos or whatever. What happened to that? Was that just a business arrangement? Or what? I don't know. But anyway, Janet, you still look good. That's all I'm going to say. Thoughts?
I mean, you know, I didn't watch it. I just watched the clips of Diddy falling.
Yeah, of course you did. Because you were a hater. Why are you going to not watch the show, but you just going to watch the clips?
I just watched the clips of
falling.
Him falling. And I only watched that because I couldn't even get on social media without seeing everywhere, Diddy fell, Diddy fell, Diddy, Diddy, Diddy fell.
Oh, the best meme I saw was, the best one was, they had, you know, from Boys in the Hood, Cuba Gooding Jr., when he yelled out Ricky, but he was yelling out Diddy, Diddy fell, you know, that was funny. I thought that was the best one. Anyway.
Did he? And he
coming
fell?
Up, y'all.
Oh, he was like, he was picking?
Would you like to do another hot topic, or do you want to move on since we got a jam-packed show tonight?
We can move
on. I'm leaving
on.
It up to you. I'm leaving
we
it up to you.
On.
You can do it quickly.
No, nothing is quick when it involves you.
Really? Because
yeah.
You're the one who's long-winded. In this
I
duo.
Am.
Not me. Yes,
bastard.
You are.
Bastards. I am not. Bastards.
Go ahead.
You get that up or you're going to come back and find your mic has been muted too.
Whatever. Go ahead. Give us the last
bastard. All right. So how about on Monday night on Fox News, Geraldo Rivera made a statement when he was talking about Kendrick Lamar's song, All Right. And he was saying that hip-hop does more damage to African-Americans than racism in recent years. Is that not crazy?
First of all, what's crazy is that Geraldo Rivera is still on TV. secondly, he's been saying the same junk since he had the Geraldo show, like, in the 80s. So, really? Who cares? He's just using a different rapper now. Like, once upon a time, it was Two Live Crew. It was NWA. It was whoever. He's always had a crusade against rappers. And to be honest with you, he doesn't really have a crusade against rappers. That's just a flashpoint. That's just something he can say to get people riled up. So he just uses whoever the current rapper is today and put them in his little soliloquy. But, you know, my thing is, who cares? Geraldo, like, 95 years old. Who cares what he thinks? Really?
Just so you know, Nikki posted a picture of Janet Jackson and her new husband in WTF just for you.
Well, she
okay,
could have posted
so
a picture of Janet just for me. She didn't post a picture of Janet and her husband for me.
You asked who was she married to, so Nikki was nice.
I didn't need to see a picture of
him. Nikki was nice and posted a picture of Janet with her new husband.
Thank you, Nikki. Anyway. Coming up after this, y'all, we got Trinity Duquesne, Tawanda Brown, Alicia Morris, and Simply Shonda. Right after this.
What's up, WTF? Tonight we have more hot reads for you by Alicia Morris. We have Nothing New Except Someone New and Foul Play. And by Simply Shonda, we have No Love, Just Love Making, 1, 2, and 3, The Devil's Daughter, My Man Jamar, 1 and 2, Literary Chick, 1 and 2, and Love and Snakes 1. And don't forget, Love and Snakes 2 will be dropping on the 4th of July. Talk about fireworks, baby. All of these books are available for you to download at Amazon.com for your Kindle.
WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
All right, and we are back now to Mr. Jody.
I believe we have some people at the door.
There's people at the door. All right, I believe I have Alicia.
Yes.
Alicia? I have, yes. Let me see, I'm trying to call you guys as I unmute you. I have Tawanda.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I have Simply Shonda.
Hi.
And I have Trinity.
Hey, how everybody doing?
Hello. All right, let's get this party started by finding out where everybody is from. So, Trinity, if you'll start us off, where are you?
Wait. Before we go into the questions, I want to ask them something. What do y'all think about what happened on the BET Awards?
Oh, God. If anybody would like to know, I am currently setting up a GoFundMe account to check Jody into the state mental hospital.
I just want to know what they thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone would like to add? Trinity, did you watch it, Trinity?
I did, and what I didn't like was Tamar. She kind of I thought that was the funny part of the show.
I forgot to mention Tamar. You're right.
Yeah.
What did Tamar do?
Nothing.
Just the way her makeup was, she looked like a clown.
Yeah, she did. Not like a clown like Lil' Kim, but she looked like she was made up like a clown. That's a little bit different.
Yes.
But Tawanda, what about you?
I didn't watch it. I'm not a big fan of the BET Awards due to the fact that it's going downhill.
Okay. I can get with that. Alicia?
I did not watch, but Facebook did it for me. I felt like I was right there going through my timeline, looking at everything. And somebody, I think as soon as Diddy fell, I think it was the Shade Room. They had already posted the video. It was like right there. They were like, if you missed it here, you can watch it now.
And it was quick.
I think this was my thing. I felt like maybe he forgot, because don't they rehearse before the awards?
Yep.
So he should have known that the floor was going to open for Lil' Kim to pop out. So you knew that was there. So, to me, that takes on personal responsibility. You just go into the song and you forgot and you failed. So, hey, it happens.
Can we just cut a break to the elderly? I'm just saying, the man ain't 20 years old no more.
Whatever.
But anyway.
Jody says this because he can relate. He's almost Diddy's age. If he's
really?
Not already Diddy's age.
Really?
Yeah.
You are past Diddy's age, so whatever.
I am not. Diddy's in trouble.
What do you think? Look, stop talking over our guests now. Simply Shonda, how about you? What do you think?
I didn't like K. Michelle. I didn't like none of it, really. I love Smokey, and that was my favorite part, really. Smokey Robinson tribute was everything.
Smokey turned it out. Smokey turned it out. I must say, though, I did enjoy the Bad Boy tribute. I was kind of pissed off that they didn't bring Total back. They brought back Sorry Ass 112, but they didn't bring Total back. So I was kind of mad about that. But I'm a Biggie fan, so that's my favorite all-time rapper, so I was glad to see that go down. But like you said, other than Smokey, you know, it was kind of doo-doo.
And you were glued to it the whole time, so don't even try.
I was not. I DVR'd it, and I watched it, you know, at my leisure. So there you go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, whatever.
Start them off with the questions, KJ.
Oh, God. He's filling himself, as you can tell. So at any rate, Trinity, why don't you start us off? Where are you from?
I'm from Burlington, North Carolina.
All right,
oh,
now.
Cool.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Yes. Neat, because I'm
down
in Charlotte.
Durham, just so you know.
Yeah, and he's in Durham. I was just going to say before he cut me off. You see what I deal with? But, yeah, I'm in Charlotte. Awesome, awesome. All right, Shonda, where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas, and I'm now living in Texas.
Alicia?
I was raised in Texas, but I live in Oklahoma.
All right.
Cool. And Tawanda?
South Carolina.
Awesome. So you're just right across the border there. Neat. That is so neat. All right,
really?
So let's... What?
The 80s called it. They want their vernacular back. Come on, really? Neat.
You know what, Jody?
Let's get it going. Trinity.
You have...
Tell us about Thoughts and Ambition, because I want to know. I mean, Thoughts and Ambition, come on now. Where you get that from?
Well, actually, when I wrote Thoughts and Ambition, it came to me. I dreamt about it, and I woke up, and I looked at a friend of mine, and I asked them about the title, and they was like, well, you need to try it. This is my first time doing anything that was considered street lit. And first book published. I do have another one written that I haven't published. And it's based on a serial killer. So this is my first time doing anything or, you know, thinking of doing anything street lit. And Thoughts Ambition Part 1 came out. And it's basically about four girls who want to change their lifestyle. They're from the hood, and they want to get out the hood anyway, by any means necessary. And they try to do it by latching on to, you know, to the men that they surround themselves with. And it's a little... The men basically kind of know what they're about, and they play games with them, so it's just like a back-and-forth game plan between the men and the women. So in the end, you got to wonder who's going to win in Thoughts and Ambitions. Is it going to be the men or the women?
All right.
Okay, cool.
So them hoes over there. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
All right. Alicia.
Yes.
Let's hear about Foul Play. What's going on with that?
Foul Play is based out of Waco, Texas. It starts off, you would think it was going to be a love story. You have a young girl who's in college. She's been dating a guy, and things seem to be going really well for them. But what she doesn't know is he has a lot of hidden secrets. And behind his hidden secrets, her family has hidden secrets. And things start to come out. People start dying. People are being killed. And all the fingers are pointing at her, but somebody is setting her up. And so throughout the story, you kind of have to try to figure out who it is, if she really is the one doing it. I chose the title Foul Play because a lot of foul things go on, and there are a lot of games being played throughout the story. Part 2 should be released here in the next week or so.
Awesome.
So it's basically which family is going to come out on top and if the right killer is going to be caught. So it's my first suspense thriller, and it will not be my last. and I really enjoyed writing it. It was something that I just had an idea about, and I just went with it. So I think I found my itch with this story because I really enjoyed writing it.
Okay, and Alicia, you're down with Zitro, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, my
now,
man.
Now, are you going to be with us in Harlem? Are you going
to
be with us in Harlem?
I am trying to be with you all in Harlem. Right now, if everything goes correctly, I will be there.
Awesome.
I'm really excited. Yes, yes, yes.
We look forward to
that. Devon and Nikki are trying to get me drunk, so I'm taking
yes.
What? Not you too.
Y'all can only imagine how that's going to be if she winds up drunk.
I'm going to record everything.
And I'm going to
play. That's why I'm taking my own.
I'm taking my own drink.
Look, Alicia, I went to Sam's Club today and bought myself a 35-pack of water to go up here. Okay? I'm not drinking anything that Nikki, Devon, or Marina, or Jody hand me while we are in New York, okay? Now that I know the game plan is to get me drunk, I bought a case of sodas. Alicia, I ain't playing with them. I'll bring my own.
I can't do it. I think I'm going to have to slip. I'm going to slip in between the cracks and just go ahead and give in and call it a day. I'm not even going to fight it.
I have never been drunk. I don't want to be drunk. I've seen people drunk before, and it does not seem like anything fun. I don't want to get drunk.
You can just have you a nice cocktail.
Exactly.
I think drunk consists of drinking straight alcohol, like you're not mixing it with anything. But if you get you a nice cocktail, then hey, you're okay. It's not that bad.
I don't want to be drunk.
Anyway, Tawanda Brown and Simply Shonda. They got a collab going on, Love and Snakes 2. Tell us about that.
You there, guys? Shonda, Twanda.
I'm here.
Yeah, you guys want to tell us about your book that's coming out Friday?
Love and Snakes 2 is, of course, part 2 of Love and Snakes. It's about a couple, and they're going to find out that everyone around them is snakes. That they're trying to keep their love survive the fact that everybody is, like, gunning at them and their relationship.
Wow, ooh. So it's sort of like a good relationship, but everybody's trying to break them apart?
Kind of, yeah. And you're trying to figure out who is the snake or who is really their friend, like, who is really there out of love or who is there out of deception, like, who is trying to mess with them.
Sounds good. Now, is this you guys' first collaboration, or have you done others before?
Yeah,
Love and Snakes 2 is our second one. Of course, Love and Snakes 1, but we also have a few other things in the lab working for you guys.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what you got going on. I mean, if you can, you don't have to, like, reveal, you know, the whole storyline, because I know how people like to steal stuff. But if you can, just tell us a little bit about what you got going on in the lab. What's coming up?
Ty, what you just sent me?
We have a thing coming up, and it's going to show about deadbeat mothers. Because after the Facebook thing for Father's Day, how everybody was, oh, I'm a father because I'm a single mom. But there are some bad moms out there and some good dads. So we want to do a book that shows that.
Amen, sister. I'm going to get that book. Trust me. I'm glad some ladies doing something like that. So,
y'all just made his
Trinity, tell me, we have a lot of up-and-coming authors who listen to the show, who are in the group. Give some advice on someone who wants to get where you're at right now.
Being that this is my first novel, I'm signed with Raquel Williams, and I just say, you know, make sure that you find the right, you know, if you want to publish it or you want someone to publish it, find the right publisher, because I've been told that there are a lot of publishers out there who don't go as hard for their authors as they do other authors, and Raquel is one of the ones that go hard for all her authors. So I would just say, you know, find the right publisher and make sure that your work is the content of your work is good, and it, you know, follows the storyline, because they will attack you. You know, the readers will really, they will, if they spend money on something trash, just make sure your work is good. That's what I can say.
Okay.
Gotcha.
What about you, Alicia?
What was the question?
For the up-and-coming authors, what type of advice?
And I have not been drinking, so don't ask that question. Who you going to say something?
What type of advice would you give to an up-and-comer who wants to get where Alicia is right now, Alicia Moritz?
Oh, do your research. Do your research. Do your research with publication companies. Don't give up. If you write something and you don't get the response that you were looking for, write for a passion. Don't write for a profit. Because if you write for a passion, you know, God blessed you with a gift. So if you're writing within that gift, he's going to bless you 10 times fold. So do not become a writer thinking that you are going to be a multimillionaire, because that's the wrong outlook to have. If you write for a passion.
Quickly, Shonda, I'm going to switch up a little something for you. What do you feel about the urban literary landscape right now as far as, you know, Amazon, 99-cent books, free books, whatever? How do you feel about what's going on now in the urban literary world?
I don't have a problem with 99-cent books at all. I feel like every author has to start somewhere to get your name out there and to get noticed and to get recognized. You have to start somewhere. And a 99-cent book can get you there in the long run if you stick to your craft. I think that a lot of people don't want to see each other shine, and that hurts us in the urban literary world. You don't want to see the next person shine because you want on the shine, but in reality, we can get that together if we help each other.
Right.
Yeah. Tawanda, same question.
I think, like she said, 99-cent books are great to start off on, because honestly, if you start off, I'm a new author and my book is out the gate, it's $5.99. You have no reason to spend $5.99 on me. You don't know nothing about me. I'm just coming out saying my book is worth $5.99. And people are more willing to buy the 99-cent book and more willing to try a new author for something like that rate. They're not going to want to try you if you're coming off doing veteran prices.
Okay,
gotcha.
Let me ask you this. Because that's a pet peeve of mine. But let me ask you this. As a new author, shouldn't you set a standard for yourself? Like, once upon a time, Omar Tyree was a new author. Eric Jerome Dickey was a new author. James Patterson was a new author. John Grisham was a new author. And they didn't come out selling make books for 99 cents. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you have a proliferation of 99-cent books, I understand that the thought process behind it is, well, we're offering it at an affordable price, so maybe they'll go get it. But if you have a million 99-cent books, how do you separate yourself?
But we're in a different era. We're in a different, whole different time zone. When Omar Tyree and Terry McMillan dropped, it was something. The climate was not the same. You didn't have people. I bought all of their books. I have all of them. I have them still. I have them on a shelf. But at the same time, back then you didn't have Amazon, Kindle. Everything wasn't so accessible like it is now. It's totally the kind. It's different now. It's not the same, and people don't treat books like they did back then.
That's true. So how do you think you separate yourself from everybody else who has a 99-cent book or a free book? Let's not forget that over a million books on Amazon are free. They're not even charged anything. They're just free. So how do you separate yourself from all that jumble? Because I know there are up-and-comers who are listening now, and they want to know. Everybody who starts out writing, they tend to do the same thing everybody else does. So I guess with me having authors on the show, I want to show that there are different paths to the same success. So how do you think you differ from everybody else who have 99 Cent books?
I have a wonderful publisher. I have my creative flow is my team. We love each other and we go hard for each other. That's a lot of what this industry is lacking right now. We don't go hard for each other. If you go hard for yourself and your team and everybody's mm-hmm. getting out there and you pushing and you hustling and you getting to know your readers and you talking to your readers, my publisher gave me the best advice ever. Get out there, know your readers, know who buying your books. Know mm-hmm. what they looking for in a book. Like, that's what you do. You don't go out there and you don't sit just behind your keyboard and you just typing something. No, you get out there, you hustle with your brand. You got to make your brand something that people want to be a part of.
Right, right.
I love right. my team. I'm going to go hard as I can for my team because if my team make it, I'm right there with them.
Right. Right, what? And Victor does the same thing, right, Alicia? You guys go really hard for each other as well. I've noticed that.
Yes, yes. We, four of us, we actually came from another publishing company. And so we had already been acquainted with each other. And coming mm-hmm. over with Devine and Nikki, when I tell you there is nothing like having a family-oriented business, you know, regardless if it's a publishing company or if you're 9 to 5, when you have a family-oriented business that's looking out for you, that wants your best interest, because they know once they rise, you're going to rise right along with them. Nobody's going to get left behind. And my publishing company, we go hard. We have a promotion team where we make sure everybody gets recognized no matter what it is. We don't just push our own books. We push everybody's books. And that goes for promoting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, everything. You know, word of mouth, however we can do it, we let them know, hey, Zitro's got this new author coming out. We got this coming out. We're doing this. And a family that grows together, you know, we get paid together. That's how
right.
it is.
That's right.
So we're growing. We keep going up and up. There's no decline in what Zitro Publications is doing. And we're on the rise. We're about to be a name to be reckoned with within the next year. And I'm so glad and so happy to say that I'm going to be a part of that.
Right, right. Right. So then basically it sounds like what you all are saying is that if more publishing companies were like Creative Flow and Zitro, then maybe we wouldn't have the beef that we have out here in the literary world, because it would be literary powerhouses all working together so that we could rise as a genre.
I think so. I think that would be.
And I'm saying it like that because right now a lot of people in the literary world think that urban is just, you know, like you have a lot of black intellectuals who, huh?
They think it's a joke because we can't come together. They think it's a joke. And for us, they go hard for it, and it's our passion, and it's, we want to see everybody shine. Like, it hurts us because we want to see everybody shine. We think we can do it together, but you have the other ones that's selfish, and they want it for their team, and it's their readers. Like, they buy and pay for their readers. Like, it's sad. It's sad.
And you have a lot of beef between a lot of authors within publication companies. Like, mm-hmm. they have a lot of issues, and they put their issues out there in the public, which is bad for business, and it's also bad for them as an author.
Indeed.
Right.
I always find it interesting when I see author beef. It's funny that we have a term called author beef. But I always find it interesting that a lot of readers that I see have a problem with author beef, and it turns them off, that those same people will watch Real Housewives of Atlanta and watch chicks throwing drinks in each other's faces. And that's entertainment to them. But authors, for some reason, like, I forgot who said it, but they said the climate has changed and people don't treat books and authors like they used to. But for some reason, people don't identify writing books as hard work anymore like they used to. Like, somebody can write a song, that's a page long, and people just go out and, you know, they'll spend whatever on it, you know, if it's hot, you know, and they think nothing of it. But because we have trained a lot of our customers to expect less from us, and I'm including everybody in that because I'm an author too, I feel like we've devalued the term author now. Because nowadays people, you know, like someone said, no one wants to spend over 99 cents for a new author because they don't want to try him out. Whereas they'll spend $4 on a new artist, on a new rapper. They'll go out and spend $10 to go watch a new movie. Same thing. It's still entertainment. People still putting in their hard-earned work.
I still go for the dollar movie.
Right.
I would too. We don't have a dollar movie here.
No.
But,
I mean, hey, come to Dallas, we got two of them. So I still go to the dollar movie. I still, you know, I support authors. Like, it's Authors Now that got $5.99 books. I spent $10.99 on a book and was okay
right.
with my life about it. I've done that. But I feel like, yeah, you have to put a price tag on your work because, I mean, yeah, we write for a passion, but, yeah, we like to get paid for our passion. I mean, it's true. But I also feel like, you know, starting out, because it's so many of us, they're like, dang, okay, I want this author, this author, and this author, but, okay, this author's 99 cents, but this author's $5.99. I'm going to go with this 99 cent author and see what she's talking about. Maybe her book good. I mean, it's just, true is true, because if you go to the store and they got some ice cream on sale that's $1, and then it's this ice cream over here that's $6, you're going to be like, okay, what's the difference? Let me figure out what's going on, and you still going to go with the dollar ice cream because you feel like it's a better deal.
Not necessarily. Sometimes that dollar ice cream, it tastes like crap.
It do, because I tried that dollar
ice
cream.
I'll never forget the time one time I was looking for some cheese. And they had some cheap-ass cheese in the grocery store. And I bought it, and it really was not cheese. Sometimes that cheaper product is not worth even the cheaper price. There's a reason
that
why the ice cream was $6.
But that's
because
all
because
you still gave it a chance. You still gave it a chance,
but what I think we're missing here is the bigger picture that Alicia, Tawanda, and Shonda and Trinity are all saying is that it also depends on your team. So if you got a 99-cent book but nobody is going hard for you, then you may sit there on the shelf like that dollar ice cream in the store. But if you got a team that's going hard for you and you got a team where the mentality is we rise, we fall, we do it together, then you're going to have more people picking up that ice cream off the shelf to take it home and try it because other people have been telling them, hey, this ice cream, it really is good. I know it's a dollar, but it's good ice cream.
Yeah, I mean,
you can have a ride or die team pushing a $6 ice cream. That's what I'm talking about. So if what I'm saying why is the ride or die team just for the 99 cent or the dollar? Why can't the ride or die team be for the $6 too?
It's smile,
you know?
But you got to have a stepping stone to get where you going because even though that cheese was nasty, you still tried that cheese because it was a dollar. You still tried it.
And I never
it was a
back.
Dollar.
See, that's the thing. But see, here's the
no,
thing.
No, but
this,
see, what books
is
different
that I'm
because
making.
you knew
that
cheese was
that
nasty,
making.
So you were going to get.
You're correct. I still tried that dollar cheese. That's the point that I'm making. I tried it, and it was crap. So from then on out, I never went to the dollar cheese. Somebody else could have came out with some dollar cheese that was good. But
I had Devon.
That bad example, I didn't try it anymore.
I got Devon Ortiz who wants to say something about the 99 cent books. Hold on.
Come on, D.
Devon, is that you?
I'm here.
Is that Devon?
What you got, D?
Okay.
Hello, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
Now, first of all, I'm going to say what's up to my baby girl, Miss Alicia Morris, for representing like she's doing. First and foremost. Now, let me get on my soapbox.
Go ahead, dude.
These 99-cent books and these 99-cent authors. First of all, if you got respect in yourself and your work, you would never put your shit out at 99 cents.
Oh, Lord.
A 99-cent book. I don't care who what author we find, who knows him, who don't know him. A man cannot feel like, and this is me speaking, I can't speak for nobody else but myself, but I don't care if I'm just fresh out the box or if I've been around 20 years, I'm not going to release a 99-cent book because you know how many books it takes to sell at 99 cents to make you feel better about yourself when you get that Kindle check? It takes a whole lot of books. People going to fill up their Kindle with 99-cent books and with these free books, but they ain't going to know shit about their author.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you put a 99-cent book on your Kindle, it sits there and it collects electronic stuff. When you pay $5.99 for a book, $4.99 for a book, you're going to buy that book because you want to read that book, not because the book was free or because the book was in the budget section of the Kindle store. You're going to buy that book because you either know that author or you're going to take a chance on that author. When you buy a book for $4.99, $2.99, even, you know, the lowest I'm going to drop the book is $2.99. Unless
right.
I got some type of promotional shit going on. And when I say promo shit, that's because Zito just dropped his 28th book. So when we do promos, we dropping 29 free books
right.
on Kindle. We ain't dropping one or two free books just to get a reader tempted to buy the third book. No, we drop 28 books for free. And we let you know we give back to our readers. But I'm not dropping those new offers at 99 cents so that when 2-3 months later, when it comes time to pay that author his royalty, I got a $4 check for that author or a $10 check for the author because he's new. And I felt like I needed to put him out there and get his name out there, so we dropped this shit at 99 cents. Ain't no author. I mean, you can't feel good about your book at 99 cents. That's my opinion. And if don't nobody like it, hang the fuck up. You already know how I do, Jody. You know, I'm not going to put nobody out fresh
right.
at 99 cents. And that's how I feel. Because 99 cents, I mean, you got so many books coming out, and authors feel like they got to drop their book at 99 cents to get above the rest. Really, you're not getting above the rest. You just put yourself in with that same old bullshit that's coming out at 99 cents. And like you said, you get what you paid for. Because I go to Food Lion, and when I look on the aisle, I see my cheese, my craft, and my Lando Lake. And I look at the Food Lion cheese, and I take a chance on that Food Lion cheese and get home, and wonder why my shit don't melt on my omelet. For this Food Lion ass cheese. But I know my Lando Lake cheese would have melted all over that omelet and made it a delicacy. So, you know, it is what it is. You got too many books coming out at 99 cents, and readers ain't respecting that shit. Readers are getting it, but ask them a year later, have they read
mm-hmm.
that book? Ask them a year later, do they know who that author is? They're going to be like, well, I think I got that in my Kindle. But if they'd have paid $4.99 for that book, you can believe they'd have read that book and they'd have left the review, and they'd have been looking forward to that author's next release. I'm done. I've been drinking, and I'm going to leave y'all alone. So,
Anita, thanks, man. Thanks.
What's that, Devon?
So, huh? Ain't nothing safe. In Harlem, we can't get to your water supply, so just you see it at
thank
a
you.
State.
Tell me about that again. We're going to get to that water.
We're going to take videotapes. We're going to put it on. This is Kenitra, drunk as hell, y'all. I'm going to holler.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna y'all. Alicia, you keep represent like you represent, girl. We love you. Peace.
Thank you.
All
right. Thank you, Devon.
Lord, they're after my water.
I didn't want to get on the tangent about the 99 cent because I know it's a hot button topic, and we're
well, hold on,
we
have one person
actually,
on the line here. Jody, hold on.
Let me finish.
We
will actually have a topic in a show about this, so we're gonna bring y'all back to discuss this because I think this is a hot button topic, hot button issue. But go ahead, caller.
All right. Hi, caller. Were you wanting to talk about the 99 cent books, or did you just have a message for our guest?
Yeah, this is Valerie. I'm one of Creative Flow Publications. I'm one of their new authors. I just came out this year. I want to make sure I let everybody know I support Shonda and Swanna 100%. Now, about this 99 cent thing, it is what it is on that. It is just like buying a damn 99 cent burger from Burger King. You bought that off the 99 cent menu, you gave it a try. Why not give the 99 cent new author a try? Everybody needs a shot. 99 cents don't make you no less. It don't make you no better. You know what I'm saying?
Got
you could buy an iPhone for $500-$600, and it could break tomorrow. And then what? What you got? It could tell. Oh, it might not even work the way you want it to work. It might not even download some stuff that you might want to download. That's just like anything. It don't matter how much stuff, how much it is. It's the quality of it. Price don't make it no better. Price don't make it no less. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you how you feel. I'm a new author.
Right.
Yeah, my book ain't 99 cents. But it's $1.99, so go get it. Holla. I'll give it to you
later. That's how you do it.
Yes!
That's how you come in and kick the dough down. That's how you come in and kick the dough down and represent. I like that.
Thank you so much. All right, we're gonna go for a short little break, and we'll be right back with the main topic of tonight, which is how do you know when a relationship is over. So we'll be right back.
I wish we could do the 99 cent.
Oh my goodness! Just when you thought you had everything you needed for your Kindle, I'm back and I have some more things for you that I know you're going to enjoy. By Trinity Duquesne, we have Thoughts and Visions, and by Tawanda Brown, we have Love Games 1, 2, and 3, Literary Chick, Love and Snake, that she co-authored with Shonda, Devil's Daughter, and then we have Dropping Again, as you heard me say before, on the 4th of July, Love and Snakes 2 with Simply Shonda. I think you have more than enough to set your Kindle on fire for the 4th of July weekend. Happy reading. Don't forget, leave a review. And next Wednesday, July 8th at 9 o'clock p.m., please join us, and we will have Antoine Floyd sitting in the hot seat, and sharing that hot seat will be Simply Shonda. See you next Wednesday night.
Yeah, somebody is off the chain right now.
That's me and my sister.
That's what?
We still talking about these books. We mad.
Y'all mad.
We mad. We going in because, you know what I'm saying, everybody has their difference of opinion. So it's cool. Everybody had a difference of opinion. But I just feel like we more than what he made us seem because we want our books for 99 cents. I think it's a good opportunity. It's, you know, it's all what it is. I'm not, you know, we're not mad. We just like, that's fucked up that he felt like he could say that and it's cool. But
well, he wasn't,
okay.
Let me clear that up a little bit. He wasn't talking to y'all directly. He was saying in general, because there's a lot of people that have a problem with 99 cent books. And to the caller that called in and said, you know, you buy a burger at Burger King for 99 cents on the 99 cent menu. Yeah, but that burger is not the same as the Whopper that they sell. That's the problem. People parade 99 cent books around as the same as the $5.99 books. And in effect, it really is the same. The person that spent their blood, sweat, and tears and they, you know, put all that work in and then had their book for 99 cents, well, the person that got their book for $5.99 did the exact same thing that person did for 99 cents. There's no difference in them. That's all Devon was saying. Like, why would you do all of that hard work and have it for 99 cents? It'd be a different story if you're talking about a novella that's half the length of a novel and you had that for 99 cents. Or you know, or you're selling pages. That's different.
Yeah,
I think
you're
that's
right.
really what he
you're
was
right.
saying. He really wasn't trying to disrespect y'all. I mean, I'm.
Oh,
I
didn't
know
take
divine.
It as that. We all have our professional opinions, so you know
right.
it's cool. It's, you know,
and I get it.
Cool.
Don't get me wrong. I get the whole 99-cent thing because once upon a time, that was the craze because it worked, and it still works
right.
for some folks. So I get it. I'm you know, I get it. And I wish that we could have just had that as a topic tonight because that's a hot button issue. But anyway,
it is, but it's cool. It's cool. I'm having so much fun with y'all. I swear I'm having a ball right now.
Well, Devon said to let you guys know that was no disrespect to any particular
yeah.
authors, especially
yeah,
the authors.
I have mad respect for him. I do. I have mad respect for him. So, you know, it's cool. Everybody has that difference of opinion. And
right.
I mean, it's cool. It's dope to actually have a conversation with somebody, and it's not, you know, y'all beefing on Facebook.
Right. And
that's
what we try to do.
To
that's why we want. We want authors on here. We want publishers on here who have, you know, diverse opinions on things. And we ain't got to yell. You know, we can show people. We ain't got to yell, scream, cuss each other out, and everything. It's just healthy debate. Like you said, everybody got their own ideas and opinions, and there's nothing wrong with a healthy debate. You state your side, I state my side, Kenitra states her side, Alicia states, you know, it's all healthy because somebody out there is listening, and they may benefit from it.
Right.
With
I tell you guys
said,
what,
Shonda,
I'll be dealing with us next week.
Go ahead.
I have one thing. There's a book. I'm not going to say the title. There is a book. It's a particular author that their name is out there. And
mm-hmm.
they have a book on Amazon. The book is only 66 pages, and it's
mm-hmm.
$5.99.
I think that's where it's
66 pages. If you want to know who the author is, inbox me, and I'll tell you. But
yep.
I'm not going to
say who is this? Who's talking? I'm sorry.
This is Alicia Morris.
I'm
gonna tell you right now, it's not 99 cents. It's either $3.99 or $5.99, but the book is only 66 pages long. And I'm like Devon said, or like Jody said, when you put so much blood, sweat and tears, my book's almost 200 pages. I'm pushing
mm-hmm.
out 50,000 and 60,000 words on my books. No, I don't want my book for 99 cents. I need it to be worth what I put into it, the time that I took away from my family to put into that book. That's the price
right.
tag that I want on it. Now, if I'm writing something that's 20,000 words or less, go ahead and drop 99 cents on it because that's what it's worth. But
right.
if you're pushing out a 200 and 300 page novel that you are slaving over, staying up all night, plus you got a day job, and you taking care of your kids, no, you should not want a 99-cent price tag put on your book. That's my opinion.
And I guess for me, that's all I was trying to say. I agree with Alicia because I just want authors to value their worth. See, I'm all about helping, like when y'all was like, you know, you go for your team and everything, I'm all about helping authors, period. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a hard thing to do to put yourself out there and sell and, you know, and even if you are one of the best writers out there, it's still a hard thing to do when you're doing it like indie or starting with a small publishing company. You just got to put yourself out there. So my thing is I want you to get the best out of this that you can get out of it. You know, even though that you're new and you think that, hey, you know what I'm saying, I got to come out at a certain level because I'm new. But some of that is branding, too. Just because you're new don't mean you got to start at the bottom. Everybody that's new don't start at the bottom. I'm telling you, they don't. Some people do, some people don't. You don't have
we
to.
We got somebody else who wants to jump in real quick, Jody, as soon as you finish up that.
Okay. You know what? We can just scratch the whole main topic. We can just stay on this. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
All right, Marina, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Marina.
How are you? How is everybody?
You damn bully. Why are you calling me?
Look, we not finna go there, Joe D. I got to see you in a couple weeks, homeboy.
What you got, Marina?
Okay, like, I agree with what everybody has been saying about their work and their books and everything like that. But my opinion is that, you know, when you were with a certain company and the person who was your publisher was putting your shit out as well as every other author's stuff out for only 99 cents, but was dropping her shit at $2.99, $3.99, $5.99, $6.99. What made her shit so much better than all of ours? Because we took the same amount of time to do what the hell that we had to do, so why aren't our books worth that same amount? Like, why was all of our books dropped at 99 cents? But whenever you dropped your ass a new book, $4.99, $5.99, $6.99, like, I want to reap the benefits of that too. Shit, I put in some hard-ass work. You know what I'm saying?
There
I'm writing 50 and 60,000 words a damn book. I'm not writing no little bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I put in hard work, so I deserve the same thing. So if you can drop yours at that price, drop mine at that same price too. This is, if you're going to be a publisher, but you can't take some friendly competition, especially within your company, then maybe you need to go sit your ass down somewhere and continue to be an author, because a publisher is clearly not your forte. And that's just my opinion.
And all I'm saying is there's a difference. See, okay, I think we're getting caught up too on the 99 cent thing. It's like people act like you either got to be 99 cent or $5.99. There's a whole lot in between that.
Yeah. And I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't necessarily got to be $5.99. You ain't got to be $99. Maybe $1.99 or $2.99 to start off with if you're new. You know?
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, okay, I get that. I'm a new author. You know what I'm saying? A year ago, I was a brand new author. My very first book, I self-published it myself. I dropped that one for 99 cents. When I came out with that second book, even though I was still fairly new in the game, I felt like the work that I put in and the 227 pages that I gave you was worth more than my 99 cent price that you dropped on it.
Right.
So I felt like that was unfair. And then I turned around and gave you another book that was 257 pages, and you still dropped it for 99 cents. That was unfair to me because I had to really push myself to do it. You know, everybody who knows me that affiliates themselves with me on Facebook or anything like that, they know I have 6 kids. I go to school. You know, I'm looking for a job. I do editing and a bunch of other shit in my spare time. And I do all of this with no problem. So, I mean, if I'm taking time out, like Alicia said, taking time out for my family and all of that, then I deserve what I worked for, and that's what I want.
Trinity, are you there? Trinity?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here.
You want to jump in on this? What are your thoughts on 99 cent book?
Well, I guess I feel like, you know, 99 cent is okay for right now. Published books once before, and I refused to drop them at 99 cents. I dropped them at $5.99 to start out. But, you know, everybody does things differently. And I just feel like, you know, in order to get your name out, to build your fan base, that may be something that you have to do. And then the next one, you know, like I said, the publisher I'm with, the next one that we drop, it'll be up, you know, it'll go up in price. But, you know, this one right here, Thoughts Ambition, is 99 cents on Amazon right now, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, like I said, it's just, for me, I feel like it's just from, I want to gain the fan base. And if they like Thoughts Ambition 1, then they will be more inclined to buy Thoughts Ambition Part 2 and going to want to buy it to find out what happened at the price that is going to be set for it. So,
now, Trinity,
you know, some people have
something
to do.
Let me ask you something right quick. With your thought process on the 99-cent book, you say you just want to have it out there and you want to gain your fan base. Let me ask you this. Just how many fans are you gaining with your 99-cent book?
I think, being that I feel like with the book that I just put out, Thoughts Ambition, I have gained so many different, and people just, you know, add me as friends and commenting, and the reviews that I'm getting on my book and the comments that I'm getting on Facebook about my book. And see, what I did to ensure that they read the whole book is I put a test question at the end of the book, and we do a little contest, and they have to answer my question. So they're going to have to read more than 20% of that book. They're going to have to go all the way to the end to, you know, read my question and answer it. That way it's, you know, guaranteed that they're going to do it. And by me doing it, I've had so many people coming to me, you know, ready for part two. So when part two drops and whatever price is going to be, they're going to be inclined to buy it. They're going to want to buy it because they already want to know who's going to win and Thoughts Ambition. So I feel like, you know, to each, you know, whatever, if a company want to start a first-time author book at $199, $299, that's their prerogative. But, you know, if we sign a contract with a publisher, we understand that it's 99 cents, then, you know, that's what we do as a company. And as far as the pushing, you know, I do agree that as a team, you have to promote each other, you have to work with each other, and the more that we, Raquel Williams, we go hard, I'm pretty sure we all over Facebook promoting and sharing each other's work. So it's just what we have to do in order to succeed. So, like I said, the 99-cent thing, as far as my book is concerned, I'm content with that right now. But my Thoughts Ambition Part 2, when it come out, it will not be 99 cents. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be priced higher, and more people going to be more inclined. I think that's what a lot of people look at. So, again, like I said, when I was doing the publishing, I started my books at $5.99, and they barely, and I promoted just like I promote now. The stories was good. But when we did $5.99, the sales wasn't that great because people weren't interested in buying a $5.99 book, not from a new author anyway.
Do you think they would have been interested in buying a $2.99 book from author? Like, I guess what I'm saying is, why do you have to go from $99 to $5.99? Like, I guess if you, to me, a new author, because I'm, you know, I'm not just an author, I'm a reader. I buy books all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, and I wasn't even a Kindle person for a long mm-hmm. time. You know, this is just something recent for me, like over the last year. I was really a paperback person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find that the 99-cent books that I have downloaded, and I really don't even download much of those anymore, unless, you know, somebody might come on the show or something and they caught my interest. But
mm-hmm.
I have found that most of the 99-cent books that I have downloaded, I did not like. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't even worth it. And I was like, okay, maybe that's why they had it at 99 cents. I guess what I'm saying is, if you're a new author, you don't necessarily have to. To me, if you're good, you're good. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good, if you can write your ass off, I don't care if you're new, you've been in the game 10 years, you just dropped your first book yesterday. If you're good, you're good. And if you're good, you can command a certain price. And if you're not good, then you can't. And I think that's what the biggest thing is.
I've seen where even, you know, some of the top authors now have dropped their books. You know, like, I think I went on Amazon and I saw someone like Treasure Blue, one of his books, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's giving away for free, some of them 99 cents.
Right.
Even though he's made his money, you know, he's selling certain books at 99 cents as well right now. And my thing is that when I sell my book at 99 cents, like I said, just like when I'm selling my book at 99 cents right now and I've gained my fan base and they're waiting for part two, and that's why I said when a writer writes and they want to get into the business, make sure your content is banging. Make sure that you're going to come out with something that everybody going to want to buy, so they can't say that the book is trash. They can't say anything, you know, too negative about it. The only
right.
thing that I've heard so far about my book, you know, about Thoughts Ambition that people don't like is that my thoughts are too thottish. But my title speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? If I write a book called Thoughts Ambition, then that's what it's about. Don't get mad at my characters because they're thoughts.
Right.
Because I'm telling you in my title, that's what it is. So when you go to Amazon and you download my book for 99 cents now, and this is just ebook. We're not talking about paperback, because when I get my paperback, I'm not selling no paperback at 99 cents, $15 or more if I can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's where most
right.
of the money going to come in at anyway.
Exactly.
So you got to look at
exactly.
if you're just an ebook company, then maybe you shouldn't sell them at 99 cents. But if you got ebook and paperback, you know the authors, you know, with certain contracts people have, you know, you get 100% of your paperback money, but the ebook is split and whatever. But most of my money I want off of my paperback. That's coming in my pocket, and I think that that's what, you know, that's where a lot of us gonna make our profit from.
Now, Tawanda,
gotcha.
What do you think?
Tawanda is experiencing some technical difficulties. We're working together here.
What about, is Simply Shonda still there?
Yeah, Simply Shonda's still here.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, now, tell me what you think as far as branding is concerned. Do you think 99 Cent helps to brand you?
Yeah, I do. I think 99 Cent will get your name out there if you push. I also think $1.99 will get your name out there if you push. I think people will see your name enough sometimes that they'll be like, damn, who is this? I keep seeing this chick everywhere. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to click on it. Somebody will see, I'm a reader at heart. I love reading. I started out reading. I was reading, you know, I've been reading for years. I just started writing. I can only speak from my standpoint. I work every day. I'm a single mother. I have my bills. So I can't go out and buy a $5.99 book every time. I'd be like, damn, I really want to see who this author is, but damn, their book is $5.99. So, yeah, I will go to that author that's 99 cents, $1.99, and I'll read that author's work. As a reader, I'm content with a 99 cent book, but like I said before, I bought an e-book that was $10.99. I have because I wanted to see the end result of this series I was reading. I have done that, and I will do it again. As an author, I felt like that my first 99 cent book, it catapulted me to have readers. When I got my first review, I was like, damn, I wrote that. I did that. And it helped me. My second book was $1.99. My book, so it goes up in the series, but it helped me. It put me where I needed to be. It gave me a fan base. I feel like it can help you. I feel like it hurts you sometimes. Because like other authors, they feel like you put your work must not be good. If you put it at 99 cents, it must not be good. I have read horrible 99 cent books. I have read great 99 cent books. And those great ones, I'm like, oh, shit, when the second one coming out? I need that. I need that in my life. I inbox
mm-hmm.
artists. I get inboxes from artists. I get inboxes and like, okay, when the next one coming out, I need that. But it's a catch-22 when you know in the game. You don't know what to expect. You don't know when to expect it. You don't know what your royalties is going to look like. You don't know. Starting
right.
out, you can go to $1.99. That's perfectly fine. Nobody's. I'm not knocking anybody. You can put your first book at $10.99 and see what your sales do like. And then after a while, you be like, oh shit, nah, ain't nobody buying this. Let me drop that a little bit. You can do what's good for your company. Me myself,
right.
I have a team that pushes me. I have a team. I push myself. I hustle my brand. I hustle Creative Flow. I hustle Coco Mixing. I hustle Valerie. I hustle Ty. I hustle Deborah. I hustle Kenitra. I hustle all of us because my team pushes for each other, and that makes it so it makes it right.
You
hustle
it makes
me?
It to where 99 feet. I hustle. No, I'm sorry. We have an author, Kenitra.
Yeah,
I know.
About
I was
messing.
I know.
We know.
I was
we know.
Messing.
We've heard of the other Kenitra. We just messing with you.
But,
because,
you know, I have no, and that's the thing, too. I will hustle you. If you was like, man, look, hey, read my book and tell me what you think. If it's a badass book, I'm going to be like, hey, I got to share this. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with any of, like, this business, it gets so finicky and it's picky and it's petty. And it
yeah.
could be so much better if we work together. I have no problem. If you inboxed me and was like, hey, this book, I'm just reading it. I'm writing this book. I need some advice on it. I'm going to give you the best advice I can. If that's not good enough, my publisher is the shit. She's badass with a pen. So I know she got some good advice. So you know what I'm saying? Like, 99 cent, it don't hurt me. It helps me. Everybody can't say that. Everybody cannot say that. Everybody can't say that they, you know. But I can't. People can't say they get $1,000 royalties every month. People can't say that. People can't say that they get $14 royalties. But the shit happens, so you just got to take that shit in stride and keep pushing. If you a badass author, you do what you need to do to get your name out there. And 99 Cent got Simply Shonda out there for a minute, so I'm going to hustle that shit as hard as I fucking can. I'm not even lying.
Right.
If I got to put my next book at 99 Cent, I bet you they're going to buy it, and I bet you they're going to be like, okay,
where that next one at? Where that what the rest of it at? That's how confident I am in my brand and my and creative flow brand. I'm that confident in it. So if you put your book at 99 cents and you're not confident in your shit, that's your fault. Period.
Right, right. Okay, now I'm off my soapbox. Now Devon is getting ready to, Devon is going to jump in because he's back on. But I just want to say something real quick because I've been a little quiet and that's not like me. In all honesty, when bite me. In all honesty, when my first book, Eternal Bloom, when Eternal Bloom first came out, I did have my ebook priced at like $8.99 or something like that. And the only people who bought it were, like, my immediate family, my aunts, uncles, stuff like that. That's who brought my book. I didn't know anything about the writing game. I just knew I had this book and everybody liked it, so I was trying to, you know, get it out there. And so when I saw that nobody was buying it, I did drop Eternal Bloom to 99 cents. I did. And Eternal Bloom stayed at 99 cents for about 8 months or so. And
until?
I did get a, I got a lot more exposure, and it stayed there until my business partner, Jody Sanders, asshole, talked the biggest smack to me about my book being priced at 99 cents and told me that it was an amazing book and he wouldn't have wanted to partner with me if it was trash, but that I needed to up the price. So now Eternal Bloom is $2.99. So... I just wanted to say that.
And I will give my confession. When I wrote Sugarland last year and put it out, initially I wasn't even on the ebook craze. I was just selling paperbacks and selling them like hotcakes. And then people was like, well, you need to have it on the ebook because this Kindle thing, that's what people do. That's how you get people in Texas and California and in the UK to buy your book. You know, it's got to be on Kindle. So I dropped it on Kindle and... My mentor at the time, Omar Tyree, yes, he was my mentor, told me specifically, you know, he damn near cussed my ass out. Don't you dare put that book for 99 cents. And I told him what I was going to do was I was going to put it for 99 cents for a period of time. I wasn't going to leave it at 99 cents. I was just going to put it on there for a period of time, like 2 months. Because my thought process was the same as what Simply Shonda was saying. And Tawanda and Trinity, that was my thought process that, hey, I had to get my name out there, you know what I'm saying? So I want to have it, you know, affordable, so I can get my name out there. And he just lambasted my ass. I'll never forget the conversation we had. Because he was like, you're setting yourself up and you're setting your readers up to expect that price. And it's worth more than that. But I did.
Marina and Devon are waiting to jump in.
Okay, can I finish? Because I didn't interrupt
you. I thought you were.
But I did it.
I had my book.
Yes, I did. At one time, I had my book for 99 cents. And it did. I'll say this. It did move at 99 cents. The e-book did move at 99 cents. But once those 2 months was up and I put it at $2.99 where it currently sits, it still moves the same amount. So I knew that the 99 cent thing was nothing because it still moves. Now, some people may say, well, maybe it moved because you had it for 99 cent those 2 months and they were talking. So that could have been the case too. I don't know. But I do know I'd never go that route again. And I say never because for me, branding is everything. And it's all about what their perception is everything too. It's all about how people perceive your work. People look at me and Kenitra now, and we've only been in the game a short period of time. There's people that have, like, 15, 20 books over us. But still, people look at me and Kenitra as vets. I've heard my name talked about as a vet, and I got one second book about to drop in a couple of weeks. But they consider me a vet. I'm like, what? That's because I took time to brand. I took time to write. I took time to learn my craft. I didn't drop no bullshit. And I think that's the only message I want to get to authors. I want y'all to succeed. Think about branding. You don't have to do the same thing everybody else does. Try something different. That's all I'm saying. Try something different.
Agreed.
Because everybody's doing the same thing. Because everybody that does the same thing, you're just offering the readers the same thing.
You're right, and I agree with you.
but at the same time, the way I look at it is, like, I don't knock 99-cent books because I've had 99-cent books. As a matter of fact, I still got a 99-cent book sitting out there right now with Shelly Marie, and I think she's a damn good-ass author, a wonderful fucking author. And I sing her praises and everything like that the same way I do that with everybody else that I feel like it is really good when it comes to their writing. It's like, it's all not 99-cent books, but I feel like once you hit a certain level and a certain fan base, your book shouldn't be 99-cent no more. And that, right. I mean, that's just how I feel. Because after so many books, you know, you're like, okay, now they're coming to look for me. Like, I ain't even going to lie. When I dropped Confessions of a Sworn Baby Mama 1, when I dropped that, it was 99-cent. I didn't agree with the price, but I ain't had no choice because I had to go with what my publisher wanted. But she dropped it at 99-cent, and that's a book that put me out there that made everybody start looking at not just Confessions of a Sworn Baby Mama, but they started looking at No Bitch in My Blood and Lady Vendetta, too. And that's when I started getting everybody in my inbox and everybody befriending me and everybody talking crazy to me and everybody like, yo, when's the next book coming out and when is this and when is that and what you going to do and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm getting this type of reception, when I drop part two, shouldn't be a problem if I drop my joint at, you know, say $3.99 or $4.99 or whatever.
Right.
And that's it. And that's exactly what I did. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say I made the same amount of money because my royalty checks are always different. My royalty checks ain't never the same every month. I can't say every month I get $1,000 because I don't. But I made money, you know what I'm saying, and it put me right where I was already at. And it had more people to add on to my fan base to the point where I'm walking around Fayetteville now and people just walking up on me. I had these bras roll up on me at the KFC and I thought I was going to end up in a fight. And the girls rolled down the door and they was like, you wrote that baby mama book? Girl, you did the damn thing with that. Is you Marina J? And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'm getting recognized in my kids' school. You know, so, like, I feel like 99-cent books are good when you've gotten all the way out there. But once people start demanding your work, that's when you can start demanding a little bit more money for your work.
Right. Devon, are you still there?
I'm patient. You know, I'm always patient.
Go ahead, bro.
Don't laugh at me. I'm going to speak directly. I wasn't speaking directly to nobody before. I'm going to speak directly to authors. Any authors coming into this game that feel that putting out a 99-cent book is the right thing to do. If you, and hear me correctly. Hear me real carefully now. If you're looking to write for profit, I need you to keep in mind that if you put out a book that's 99 cents, $1.99, or $2.98, Amazon is gonna rape you. We don't write for Amazon. We write for our readers and we write for ourselves. I write and I publish to take care of my household. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. This is what I do, 28 hours a day. This is what I do. But I'm not going to put out a 99-cent book or a $1.99 book because the rules of publishing dictate that anything under $2.99, Amazon gets the majority of our money. So I understand you trying to get your name out there, and you trying to do it, putting your book out for 99 cents, but at the same time, if you are writing to someday see a profit from your blood, sweat, and your tears from your work, 99 cents, $1.99 is definitely not the way to go, because Amazon's gonna take most of your shit. Unless Ashley and Jaquavis drop a book at 99 cents and they get 10,000 downloads in the first day, then that's something different. But when you first coming out, you drop your book at 99 cents, okay, you're gonna get a couple of hundred downloads the first couple of days. But do the math. How many downloads does it take at 99 cents after Amazon has taken their 65%? if it's, I think it's 65 or 70, because I don't need 99 cent books.
70.
So it's either, it's 70. Look at that. So now, if you got a publisher, I know your publisher gets his money, her money. Now you got 30 cents to split with your publisher at whatever your royalty rate is. And Amazon is going to sit back and collect 70% off of what you just did. Off of them 200 pages, 240 pages, 60,000 words, whatever, however way you upload that shit, Amazon is going to sit back and they're going to take every, I mean, they're going to take the majority of the money. That's the reason why I refuse to drop my office at 99 cents. Because I give my authors 75% royalty across the board. Authors ain't got to work their way up to that. That's what they come. That's what they come to the table getting. They get 90. They get 75%. But I'm not gonna give them that 75% and give Amazon 70%. So that's why I wasn't trying to be disrespectful earlier. But you know, I got a thing against 99 cent praise. Because Amazon is raping us as authors. And it's allowing these authors that are putting out this mediocre work to upload a book and make people think, well, okay, let me get this bargain. One really, and again, not now, now I'm not speaking to you guys directly. I'm speaking to these shitty-ass authors that's dropping this garbage out at 99 cents and contaminating the waters for mm-hmm. us real authors to swim in. You got all this bullshit floating around in the waters, and you got real authors, and it's hard to see us through the muck and the mire. It's just hard to see real authors through the 150 books that are dropping on a monthly basis, if not more. When, you know, I drop my books, like I said, if a new author comes in, I'm going to drop them at $2.99. His second book is going to drop at $3.99, et cetera, et cetera. But you got so many of these authors that's coming out, self-published, and even with these stupid-ass publishers that's dropping everything new at 99 cent, and I would call some names, but I'm not gonna. But you got these publishers out there that because they have such a large following that they feel they can drop a new author, and because of their name, they're going to get a whole bunch of downloads. They got to stand in order with their readers. You're going to buy this book because if you're going to be part of our following, you need to buy this book. So you got a publishing company now that got that's got 1,000 followers. So when your book drops, your book's going to shoot to the number one spot.
Yep.
If you know, you're going to take over the number 10. Yeah, at least you're going to be in the top 10. But really, you ain't did shit because all this is people that's following what a publisher's told them to do. Drop your book at $4.99 and get to the number one spot and see what happens. I look at the top 10 on a regular, and it's saturated with 99-cent books. And when you see a $3.99, a $4.99, a $5.99 book on that top 10, it's because it was on there because it's by some real authors. Now, I'm not saying everybody that's dropping 99-cent books aren't real authors. I'm just saying there's so many of them out there. And like I said, they dropping them out there like water. They dropping them, and Amazon is taking all their money. So that's why I won't drop a book at 99 cents. You'll never see a Zitro Publications book drop at 99 cents, no matter what. I don't care who he is. If it's an author that's incarcerated, if it's an author that's never been seen or heard before, I'm still going to put you out there at $2.99 because your work is worth it. It's worth a whole lot more than that. I'm done.
Right.
I'm off my soap.
All right. All right. And before we go, I would like to say this. When you're an author, don't be just an e-book author. Hustle the paperback. Hustle. Because that's what makes you an author. Don't paperback some hard covers. That e-book stuff, come on, man. Come on. Yeah, you can call yourself a bestseller all you want to. You call yourself an Amazon bestseller. Nah, until you get in that New York Times bestseller list by pushing real books, that will make you a bestseller. That's all I'm going to say. Because that fake list at Amazon, that's a fake list.
So we want to thank all of our callers who called in. We want to thank our authors. Don't forget Tywanda and Simply Shonda's book, Love and Snakes 2, is dropping on the 4th of July, and it sounds like an awesome read. Remember
y'all
that Simply Shonda will be back with us next Wednesday. Please remember Trinity Duquesne, Thoughts, Ambition, and also remember that Alicia Morris on Vitro has Foul Play. And Foul Play 2 is coming out soon, so make sure that you look for that, okay? And because we won't talk to you again before the end of the week, please make sure everybody have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend.
And y'all look for the links of those books in the group and on the fan page. We'll have them up.
All right, let's go.
Hit it.
Yes!
To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me, it's because contagious. Because I'm the winner, no, not a loser. To be an MC.